This is Akashvani, the news read by Apugapak. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will today brief members of all party delegations being sent abroad as part of India's diplomatic outreach on Operation Sindoor. Earlier, the government had announced to send 7 multi-party delegations to various countries to present India's firm stand against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism. 7 all-party delegations comprising 59 members of parliament are scheduled to visit key partner countries, including members of the UN Security Council, from tomorrow to 5th of the next month. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on Netherlands Prime Minister Dick Schoof in The Hague today. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar shared that during his mission meeting, he conveyed the warm greetings of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the Netherlands PM and thanked him for the Netherlands' firm and resolute stance against terrorism. Appreciating Schoof's commitment to taking the India-Netherlands partnership to newer heights, the minister assured that teams from both nations will work hard to achieve these goals. The External Affairs Minister is on a 6-day visit to the Netherlands, Denmark and Germany. The Border Security Force has announced that the retreat ceremony will resume at all 3 joint checkpoints along the Punjab frontier starting today. According to the BSF, the ceremony will be open exclusively to media persons today and will be resumed for the general public from tomorrow. The retreat ceremonies at Atari, Husainiwala and Satki had been suspended for the public on the 8th of this month. The decision to suspend the retreat ceremony was taken a day after India conducted Operation Sindoor, targeting terrorist infrastructures in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today urged Vice Chancellors, professors and students to join the nationwide campaign Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan, which is scheduled to commence on the 29th of this month. Addressing the conference of Vice Chancellors of Agricultural Universities and Directors of Indian Council of Agricultural Research ICAR Institutes in New Delhi, Chauhan added that the primary focus of the government is to promote science-based agricultural transformation. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today said that a right balance is needed between market regulation and freedom, especially as India increasingly relies on domestic growth levers amid rising geopolitical and environmental challenges. While addressing the 16th annual day of the Competition Commission of India in New Delhi, the finance minister noted that in recent years, the world has witnessed a series of wide-ranging disruptions, making the need for strong, responsive and forward-looking institutions. India has been awarded the Certificate of Elimination of Trachoma as a public health problem by the World Health Organization at the 78th World Health Assembly in Geneva. This recognition is a testament to India's sustained efforts in disease elimination, preventive health care, and commitment to ensuring health for all. On October the 8th last year, WHO declared that the government of India has eliminated trachoma as a public health problem. Union Power Minister Manohar Lal has underscored energy security as one of the most pressing global challenges of our time. Leading India's delegation to the BRICS Energy Ministers meeting in Brazil, he showcased India's clean energy achievements. The minister highlighted India's decade-long progress in expanding power generation, boosting renewable energy, advancing green hydrogen, and improving energy access. Indian Navy will induct traditionally built ancient stitched ship at the naval base in Karnataka tomorrow. Union Minister of Culture Gajendra Singh Shekhawat will preside over the ceremony as the chief guest. The stitched ship is a recreation of a 5th century ship inspired by a painting from the Ajanta Caves. Senior NCP leader Chagan Bhujbal was sworn in as the Minister of Mahayuti government in Maharashtra today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.